You're here to talk about McCook Community College, some scholarships and the foundation, right?
Yes. McCook College Foundation has been entrusted by donors for numerous years. They started in 1974, and they now grant out thousands and thousands of dollars in scholarships. And we want the incredible students of Southwest Nebraska to apply. And it's very simple. Just go to mpcc.edu and they will log into their account. If they don't have account, to get their account set up, and it's just a one-page online, very simple to do, and there's just one, and it covers all of the scholarships for both the foundation and the college.
Jim, you've been part of this college for how many years? I know you love this school, don't you?
I bleed blue, Rich. Mm-hmm. Yep, you can cut me any place you want. I came here in 1976, Rich, and today, as we speak, I have still maintained connection because as soon as I stopped teaching full-time, they asked me to be on the College Foundation Board, and I went, oh, my gosh, you know, you paid me and, you know, bread and all that kind of stuff, and so I accepted, and I've been on that board, and then a few years ago, we were having trouble finding part-time help, and it got really quiet in the room as we were discussing the next step, and this lady's sister, Pam, asked me, would you? And I said, yes, I would. So I took on a part-time gig, and much to Pam's distress, I told him I was going to retire from that position when I turned a number that ends with zero. And I kind of decided over Christmas I didn't want to wait that long, so I told them end of the year. Mm-hmm. And they hired this nice young lady again next to me, Pam. Hi, Pam. And the hiring crew, I wasn't on that hiring crew, but they hired Denise, and she will do a wonderful job. I mean, it's an easy job to find people who want to go to MCC and help them pay for it. I mean, that's a good thing and an easy thing to do. We've got, as she said, lots of scholarships. Last year, we had 120 applicants. And Southwest Nebraska was kind of declining in that direction because students didn't always get the right stimulus, either from home or school. And so we tried to get out there and find those people that were good at it and give the students a little simpler thing, because we noticed that the ones that were the best were the ones that were doing it online, filling out complete forms and all that sort of thing. And we'll start that. The deadline for applications, the 1st of March, so it's coming up soon. They are simple to fill out, as Denise said. We will get together as a scholarship committee, and the computer dibs them out to us to evaluate, and we make sure there's two or three. This year it's going to be three people reviewing, so that all of the applications get triple reviewed, and then we'll get together another evening, and that first step takes more than one evening for some of us. We get together another evening, and we dole out those awards, and we're blessed, as Denise said, between the donors that keep coming to us with their money to give to students, and that's our job. We also support faculty and staff with money off and on. And so we'll have kind of an award meeting. And I'm just amazed at how much easier than it was than what we've done for years. Mm-hmm. And not only do we get to see all of the students, we get to see what the college has awarded before we do our awarding. And so that helps us kind of level things out. You know, we maybe know Mary, and we saw her application, thought it was super, and the college, for whatever reason, didn't give her as much as we thought she probably was worthy of. And so we're going to add some to Mary on top of what we've already done. So it's a rewarding job that we have. I mean, yeah. And then we just kind of meet them, we hope, some of them, as they come to school in McCook.
Denise, you went to McCook Community College here, and it's a school. It got great instructors, great campus, just all the way around. And the new East Campus is great. The Graff Event Center, all the buildings, just a wonderful 2-year college, isn't it?
It is, and it feels like a 4-year college. Mm-hmm. And I think some of that is also the quality of instructors that we have, that they're going to know your name. It's just a different relationship than if you're taking biology class with 250 other people. Mm-hmm. It is a different experience. And we have the greatest confidence that students that come to McCook Community College are going to have a positive experience, and it's a place that moms and dads may feel comfortable knowing that their students are going to be involved or have the opportunity to be involved, from clubs to intramurals, organizations. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot that's going on at McCook Community College.
Yep, I had a daughter go here for 2 years. She loved it to death. And we always encourage folks, hey, right here at McCook Community College, you want to stay home and just the outskirts kids want to stay right in the area, why not do it?
It's a great way to get your basics, your generals done, and to even explore to see what are some other areas you might be interested in, mm-hmm. but you can do it economically also, and that becomes that's why the scholarships are really important. Even if you haven't made all your final decisions, apply. A scholarship may change how you're going to view this opportunity at McCook Community College.
So, as Jim said, once again, the deadline's coming up here pretty quick, Jim. You get on the ball with this, right?
Yes, Rich. And I kind of can relate to some of the things that Denise said as an instructor. What I loved about teaching at McCook Community College was the students were good kids. And I got to get to know them. I got to get to know their families. And that's what helped make me kind of think, that's a pretty good place to be, mm-hmm. not just as a teacher, but as a person and a place to live in McCook. And that was another thing. I kind of, besides having all that hard content in my classes, which I liked, and so did some of the students, but at the same time, I knew that each step sometimes with people is a little traumatic. Mm-hmm. And with a lot of the health professions, that's the truth. I mean, you're going from one step to the next. And instead of just leaning on the content, I tried to get them to develop some confidence in themselves and know, yeah, you can do that. Whether it's class or volleyball or whatever, you can do the next step. And then finally, the first place I usually sent them if they were going to do a health field was the hospital. Mm-hmm. Because we're hoping and happy if they come home. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Find the things that I found in McCook as a place to raise a family.
Denise, any questions, more information? The offices, there's phone numbers to call if you have any questions whatsoever.
Absolutely. And going to the website is the simplest piece. It's not 100 questions. It is a short application, so your time is going to be worth it. Mm-hmm. It truly will be. And just as a closing piece, McCook Junior College was the first mm-hmm. junior college in Nebraska, and we are going to be celebrating 100 years this year. So there's going to be an excitement on campus come this fall mm-hmm. when we really kick into that, and we hope that there's going to be experiences that people haven't had before because of that 100-year celebration.
Get to reminisce, go down memory lane over those past 100 years, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will be really, really neat, the history of it all. Yeah.
Yes, and we are definitely searching for alumni to share their stories mm-hmm. with us. So if you do have a story, We would love to talk to your daughter to hear about her experience.
Sure.
And I just think it's important to hear from our alumni of all ages. Mm-hmm. And maybe they can share some of their advice of what they want the next generation to be like.
My wife, too. My wife graduated from McCook Community College, too, back in the day. So, yeah.
Yeah, we were having a discussion. Did she play just volleyball or volleyball and basketball?
She did just basketball.
It was just basketball.
Yeah.
You were right, Jim.
Yeah, just basketball back in the day for Coach Devon, Chet Devon back in the day. Yep.
Yeah.
Just a few years ago. Exactly right.
And
you bet.
There are lots of others in Southwest Nebraska that played different sports. At MCC.
The basketball, the golf, baseball and stuff like that. So, no question about it. Yeah. Guys, thank you very much for coming
in. Thank
you. Good stuff. We'll keep getting the word out. The deadline is, again, March 1st.
Yep.
March 1st, folks, is coming up a week from...
It's on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a week from Sunday.
Yeah.
So, time's running out.
Yes, it is.
You bet.